Hi, Inina here, and welcome to today's Heart Chakra Workshop, or your Anahata. So, our Heart Chakra is located in the center, in our heart center. And our beautiful heart center is such an incredible energy. It is our grace and our compassion. Our self-love is experienced in this energetic center. And through our powerful and elegant energy, we begin to experience unconditional love and unconditional compassion for ourselves, which is then shared with all of life around us. The liberation to life is to explore our true calling. Our purpose thrives because of our openness to receive, but also to give. And as we grow the opportunity to be generous and giving, this grows into abundance, and then into return our energy practices the right to receive. The more we give uplifting and high vibrational energy, the more we begin to attract. We are walking, breathing, energetic chorus that is surrounded by the energetic power of love. And our love as an energy is more powerful than any other feeling or emotion. Love is truly what is real in our life, and love is what feeds our soul's purpose and acceptance into the life we live. When we allow others to give the gift of joy, we allow them to grow their own energetic field, and we feed what their soul craves. Anahata translates to unstruck, unhurt, and unbeaten. And our heart chakra is so resilient, and to have a fully balanced heart chakra, you know, your heart should be open. And that doesn't mean that you've never experienced hurt or pain, but because our heart chakra is so resilient, it takes all these experiences, all this hurt, past disappointment, and it transmutes it into such beautiful energy. In order to be able to receive love and to give love, we have to be vulnerable, you know, keeping our hearts open at all times. And it's not easy, but also we only experience magic when we are vulnerable. So back to the slide. Yeah, so this relates to socialism, self-acceptance, acceptance of others, loving and strong boundaries, respect, compassion, understanding, a strong immune system, a deep sense of inner peace. It is our basic rights to love and be loved. It is our biggest chakra, known as the seat of our soul, the bridge between our lower and upper chakras. The petals of the heart chakra represent lustfulness, fraudulence, indecision, repentance, anxiety, longing, missing, incompetence, defiance, resilience, resistance. All of it centers into hope, the center of the mandala. Two substances come together and they form a bond, a permanent connection. When we work with affirmations, and it's really beautiful actually to introduce the affirmations into your classes, especially maybe if you either use one affirmation as a theme for a class, or when you practice, when you teach yin or more restorative classes, slow flow classes, it is really beautiful to work with affirmations, particularly in yin, and just see how they resonate. And I like to remind my students when I teach that when I give them affirmations, it doesn't mean they need to resonate. And it doesn't mean they need to force themselves to believe them. But it is always a good indicator to see, you know, if a particular affirmation doesn't resonate with you, it may, you know, it's a really good opportunity to have a look and actually maybe think, okay, maybe I can journal on this, and why doesn't it resonate? Is this an area that I maybe need to be looking into? A couple of affirmations here. I love, I am open to love. All love resides within my heart. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I nurture my inner child. I am wanted and loved. I am worthy of love. I live in balance. I am grateful. I forgive myself. I forgive others. I am filled with love and kindness. I am held in loving kindness. I am grateful for the challenges that help me transform and open to love. I am connected to the other human beings. I feel a sense of unity in nature. I accept all things as they are. I am filled. The Bijai mantra, or Bijai sound of your anahata, is YAM. 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 So when you may be theming a class around your heart chakra, it's nice to, you know, if you're chanting OM, if you're opening the class with OM and you close it with OM, you could also close it with YAM, or you can, you know, introduce it throughout the class. The colors of the heart chakra are often so green or pink. And the symbol, the hexagram within the heart chakra symbols, is made of two interlaced triangles, one pointing up and one pointing down. And the downward movement of spirit into matter symbolizes Shakti, the female principle. And the upward liberation of matter into spirit symbolizes Shiva, the masculine principle. Meeting together at the heart, where true balance is attained. So each one of the 12 petals is inscribed a Sanskrit syllable, also representing lustfulness and fraudulence, indecision. I've already mentioned that earlier. The energy flows in and out of the petals, carried by the syllable sound in 12 directions. And each petal represents a plexus where the channels of energies, our nadis, converge. The heart chakra is located in the center of our chest. And it is the emotional energy center of your body. And energetically speaking, the heart chakra is the bridge between the lower chakras, so our root, sacral, and solar plexus, and our upper chakras, our throat, third eye, and Sahasrara, our crown chakra. The heart chakra, or the heart, is also seen as the astral bridge, you know, to all other dimensions. Often in meditation, and you've already taken a few of my meditations, when I like to guide students through their, you know, through their portal of their heart by imagining a beautiful flower opening up so they can travel through that astral bridge into, you know, their inner temple. with it being the bridge between the lower and upper chakras, it also means there's a balance between your physical and your spiritual self. The human being residing in this world and the spiritual being aware of planes beyond our immediate understanding. The more open your heart chakra is, the more capable you are of recognizing the spiritual in everyday circumstances. Whether it's seeing, you know, synchronicities such as repeating numbers 11, 11, 12, 12, 22, 22, or deep appreciation for the beauty of a flower, or messages from spiritual guides, even being more receptive in meditations. The element is air, and I'll talk about this a little bit more later on. The shape is the crescent moon, the 12th petal lotus flower, the seed sound yam, the vowel sound is I. The right is to love and to be loved. The endocrine gland is the thymus, and its physical associations are the heart, lungs, circulatory system, your arms and your hands. So when working with a heart chakra themed class, for example, you can introduce a lot of heart openers, back bends, getting students used to, you know, carefully like opening up and being vulnerable. Obviously, keep bearing in mind that, you know, maybe don't move them into camel pose, you know, in the beginning, because this is a very deep, you know, heart opener. And then it also activates our throat chakra, and our throat chakra and our heart chakra are actually quite tied to each other, because if being able to love and, you know, verbally express that as well, so it's obviously tied together. The psychological function is love, identity, social identity. Who are you in society? What is your place within your family? What is your place at work? Who are you amongst your group of friends? The anahata develops between the years 3.5 to 7 years. And challenges of your anahata is grief. And what I was mentioning earlier, you know, for your heart chakra to be balanced, you know, perfectly balanced, it has to be open. But when we experience grief, when we experience loss, when we experience hurt and pain, we tend to close off to protect ourselves. So the challenge here really is, when you experience grief, to work even harder to keep your heart open. The anahata is the plane of balance, and the planets are Venus, our lunar feminine, our yin energy, and the sun, our yang energy. Deities that are connected to your heart chakra. Vishnu, who is one of the three supreme deities in, you know, in Hinduism. Lakshmi, his consort, the goddess of abundance. And Krishna being the incarnation of Vishnu. Krishna made quite a lot of appearances in the Bhagavad Gita, so you're familiar with him by now. Krishna, with being one of the, you know, traditional part of Bhakti Yoga, yoga of devotion, acting just to bow down to the divine. The mythological animal is the antelope, dove, and birds. The sense organ here is skin. And if you then look at the predominant sense is touch, you know, being touched by someone, touching yourself, you know, even whether it's, you know, placing your hand on your shin, placing your hand, it's that familiarity, or just even, again, being vulnerable to, for other people even to hug you, maybe. You know, a lot of people, when they're closed off, they keep physical distance from other people. Sometimes you may have experienced this before, when you wanted to hug someone and then they just gave you a really awkward hug. Incense you can work with are jasmine, lavender, and rose. The frequency of rose is super, super high. To use that in a class as well, maybe. Herbs are yarrow, meadow sweet, orris root. And the tarot suit are the suit of swords that are combined. So the element is air for your heart chakra, and air represents pure consciousness. It's only visible when it's directed through another element. Air and fire create smoke, and water creates mist. To activate the heart center, you know, breathe, maybe fly a kite, ride a motorcycle, skydiving, hot air balloon. Swimming is also a really good exercise for this heart chakra, because even though you're in the element water, but it's almost like you're just floating in the water, because gravity doesn't really exist. Also, especially, you know, swimming, breaststrokes, it really opens up the chest area. Since this chakra deals with air, meditating in a natural place where the wind is blown is particularly beneficial as well. And if this isn't possible, a ceiling or any other type of fan creates a breeze on your face really works well as well. And you can either lie down or sit straight when meditating with this chakra. Think green or pink and concentrate on your breathing exercises. Maybe one of the pranayamas you'd like to try is one nostril breathing. So closing off the left nostril with your hand and breathe in with the right. Release your breath using the left nostril. So this pranayama is called Nadi Shodhana. It's where we bring our index finger, so our peace fingers, on our third eye, and we use the thumb to close off the right nostril and the ring finger to close off the left nostril, and then we alternate the breathing to work into our parasympathetic nervous system, our rest and digest mode. And it's really nice for balancing your feminine and your masculine side. But it's also good for you to find the balance between giving and receiving. Air is pure consciousness. It is with you every moment of your waking life, constantly shaping and influencing your realities. And just like air, consciousness is forever attempting to move into new areas and seek out new information and experiences. So maybe if you want to witness, you know, the power of air, combine it with elemental forces. Air and fire, burn sage or incense or palo santo. Air and earth, hang a metal wind chime or an earth element. And air and water, you know, any diffusers, vaporizers, mist essential oils is beautiful. The fourth limb of yoga, pranayama, is also connected to our heart chakra, and we've briefly just touched on nadi shodhana, alternate nostril breathing. So any form of pranayama, breath, prana, air, when we look at the physical health, so the heart chakra physically can manifest as disorders of the heart, the lungs, your thymus, and breasts and arms, or shortness of the breath, sunken chest, circulation problems, asthma, immune system deficiency, tension between shoulder blades, pain in the chest. Heart chakra deficiencies, antisocial, being withdrawn or cold, critical, judgmental, intolerant of self or others. And that's the thing with, you know, someone who's very critical and judgmental, they're usually judging themselves. Someone who isn't so hard on themselves won't judge other people. Everything they say is always subconsciously directed at themselves. Other deficiencies are loneliness, isolation, depression, fear of intimacy, fear of relationships. Again, you know, if we've experienced past hurt, it's so much easier to close off our heart. Lack of empathy, narcissism. Excessive fourth chakras, codependency, poor boundaries, demanding, clinging, jealousy, overly sacrificing. Balanced fourth chakra means you're compassionate. You're loving, you experience love, you're empathetic, self-loving, altruistic, peaceful, balanced, and you have a good immune system. When we look at foods, how we can, you know, use specific food to support, obviously any food that is green in color, but also, you know, it's recommended to eat a diet low in fat, high in omega-3s, cold water, oily fish like salmon, mackerel, sardines, anchovies, herring, and flax or chia seeds, and lots of green leafy vegetables, collard greens, Swiss chard, spinach, kale, romaine, arugula, mustard greens, Brussels sprouts, dandelion greens. Cabbage is particularly good for balancing this chakra nutritionally, like cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflowers, pak choi are a few good options. The allium family, so like onions, leeks, and especially garlic, is another important heart chakra group. But also don't forget celery, avocado, squash, watercress, peppers, and zucchini. Green apples, pears, and kiwi are all nutritious, green, and make wonderful snacks. The Mediterranean diet is an especially good option when working with this area. Meal choices might include a vegetable omelette or frittata for breakfast. A salad is with as many vegetables as you like, maybe for lunch, and perhaps salmon. Or stir fry for dinner. Cucumbers, peas, beans, spinach, zucchinis, pears, grapes, avocado, broccoli, celery, chard, Brussels sprouts, bok choy. Yeah, I've already mentioned some of these. Green tomatoes. Any green smoothies? questions you can kind of ask yourself to just see, you know, how it resonates with you when it comes to your heart's chakra. Or do you suffer from pain or any disorders with the lungs, thymus, heart, breasts, or arms? Do you get tension between your shoulder blades or pain in your chest? Do you get jealous easily and don't even know why? Do you ever feel you're over-sacrificed for those around you? Do you struggle with keeping healthy in long relationships? Do you sometimes feel lonely, depressed, or critical? Has anyone ever betrayed you recently? Do you sometimes fear intimacy and/or relationships? Do you ever struggle to feel compassion for those with insecurities or struggles? And this is actually a really nice exercise when you sometimes do shadow work, or you work, you know, use them as journaling prompts to just kind of, you know, check in with yourself, but also, you know, use this especially when you teach in one-on-one clients. So how can we promote self-love, which is obviously, you know, everything about our heart chakra? Create a healing practice. And by creating healing practice, I mean, you know, sometimes even if we look at an asana practice, if you know that your heart chakra is maybe, you know, unbalanced and you're really just craving some love and, you know, yumminess, then maybe throw in some backbends, or opt for a slow flow or a nice yin class that really targets your heart and lung meridians as well, you know, opening up through the shoulders, your arms. Tune into balance. Look at your life where you're giving too much. You know, if you're scattering your energy everywhere, work, teaching, your personal practice, friends, partnership, make sure you keep balance at all time. Self-love and self-compassion. Giving yourself all the love that you would give to your loved ones as well. And being compassionate with yourself, not being so hard on yourself. You know, ahimsa. Non-harm towards yourself. How do you speak to yourself? Do you speak to yourself in a loving way? Create a self-love relationship with, you know, with your personal self. You are your own best friend. So treat yourself like you would treat your best friend. Loving and responsible relationships. So also looking at, you know, what kind of people do you hang out with? What kind of people do you surround yourself with? Do they make you feel better or do they make you feel worse? Intimate and loving devotion to our beliefs, being able to receive and give in balance. Devotion to self-practice and finding the truth for the self, the divine order and light of energy. Self-practice, you know, your svadhyaya, your self-study as well. Learning the basic rights of being loved and loving. And it can be tricky, you know, if you've been in toxic relationships, to know what maybe a good relationship might look like. Going inwardly and tapping into that and really thinking about, okay, what is it that I want from this relationship? Taking your self-worth into account as well. Pranayamas, we've already talked about that. Working with arms, chest and shoulders and spine. So in yin we have a pose called bow tie, which is beautiful to work with your heart chakra. intense shoulder stretch is a really nice yin pose as well. Supported fish or supported Supta Baddha Konasana. So supine bound angle, maybe with a bolster. Inner child work and inner child, you know, giving your inner child a voice and showing your inner child love, because we may have not received it when we were younger. We may have been scolded by our parents or teachers. We may not have been hurt by, you know, authority figures. And every now and then, your inner child will come out, and you probably, you know, it happens to everyone, and it will be in certain situations, and you may then, it's almost like you're reacting, you're so reactive, and the traits are very like a child. If you notice that, speak to your inner child, show her or him all the love you have. Tell your inner child that at the time when it was little, when whatever's happened, everyone did the best they can do. Being self-acceptant of yourself. Personal observation of personal relationships and surroundings. Journaling, self-discovery practices, and yoga. You can work with essential oils, crystals, Reiki, visualize the color green, and time. Really give yourself a lot of time. Forgiveness. Whew, you know, not just... Sometimes it's easier forgiving other people, but forgiving yourself. Really forgiving yourself for things that have happened in the past, and not to dwell on them. Meditation wise, I like to practice the metta meditation, which is a Buddhist meditation, or it's also called loving kindness. It's where you invoke loving kindness towards yourself first, and then loving kindness to someone who's really close to you, then to a general person, then to a person who may have caused you harm in the past. And then offering loving kindness to every being on the universe. So that's a really beautiful meditation practice. So to just kind of sum up everything again, the heart chakra is our wellspring of love. It is our warmth, our compassion. And joy is located in the center of the chest at the heart level. Our anahata moves love throughout our lives. It is the center that, you know, bonds are formed with other beings, and our sense of caring and compassion, our feelings of self-love, generosity, kindness and respect. It is an integrating and unifying chakra, bringing to wholeness. As such, it is our healing center. And most spiritual traditions recognize love as the ultimate healing force. High vibrational emotions, such as love, joy, gratitude. The energy of the anahata allows us to recognize that we're all part of something larger, that we're interconnected with an intricate web of relationships extending through life and the universe. The anahata allows us to recognize and get in touch with the sacred and fundamental truth that runs through all of life and connects everything together. The way of the heart, or the path of the heart, is living our lives from this energy center of love. Basing every decision, you know, what would love do? Not making decisions based on love and not fear. And our anahata, you know, being like the astral bridge to other dimensions, it's so so connected to the fifth dimension, the fifth frequency, where there's just pure love and joy, you know. It is, are you choosing fear or are you choosing love? It means living your life with loving kindness and compassion towards others and yourself. It means that your heart is open to others and that you inspire kindness and compassion in others as well. You create safe and supportive environments. It means others can feel your love and your warmth. They feel loved and accepted unconditionally. People will experience a peaceful sensation when they're around you because there's no judgment coming from you. There's no judgment coming from you. You're not judging others because you're not judging yourself and you fully accepted yourself the way you are. When your anahata is open, energy is flowing freely and you're not only loving others, but you're loving yourself. You know when you need to say no and establish boundaries. You know when you need to care and self-nurture. Thank you so much for listening to me and working through your anahata workshop. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Love you so much.